This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. During the Houston area flooding, the Arkema chemical plant caught fire. In came investigators from the Federal Chemical Safety Board to figure out what happened and recommend improvements. The Trump administration, as it happens, wants to eliminate this safety board. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Duplicative is what the White House calls the Federal Chemical Safety Board, but no other agency swoops in after a chemical disaster to learn what the root causes are. The board was formed in 1990, and it's investigated 130 accidents, including the BP refinery explosions in 2005, which killed 15 Texas workers. Mike Wright is Health and Safety Director at United Steelworkers, the union representing most chemical plant employees.
They figured out what kind of equipment was faulty, what procedures were faulty, but they went beyond that and they commissioned a study,
which found a broader risk-taking culture at BP. The safety board's budget is a rather measly $11 million. If that goes away, new investigations will not get done, says former board manager Jordan Barab.
Chemical board investigations generally take more than a year. So the newer investigations, for example, the one that just began at Arkema, would definitely not finish.
The House has approved board funding. The Senate has yet to weigh in. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.